Chazar Zichin Nishim Sabachi Ches Kosharim Rav Yehudim Zeches Ayirvin Daf Ayin Dalad. Rav says a movi can't be permitted for carrying by adjusting it with a lechi or kair unless there are two chatzeres that open up into the movi, and each of those chatzers has two houses open inside that chatzer. Shmuel says even if the movi has only one house and one chatzer that has its own house in that chatzer opening up into it, that movi can also be adjusted with a lechi or kair. Rav Yechanan says even if the movi has only one chatzer with a house of its own and a ruin opening up into it, even with a ruin, it may be adjusted with a lechi or a kaira. Abayas Rav Yosef, does Rav Yechanan allow a mavi, even if it's that instead of a ruin, there's a path to a vineyard in it? He answered, Rav Yechanan only allowed a ruin because it's somewhat fit to be a residence. A vineyard is not fit to be a residence, and therefore can't permit the mavi. Rav Hunan Bachinana said Rav Yechanan is consistent with something that he said elsewhere. We find that Rav Yechanan passes Zekar Shimon, who allows transferring items between roofs, karfifs, and chatzeres. Rav Yechanan even passes that way when the people of the chatzer have made an eruv, thereby increasing the risk that an item that began Shabbos in a house will be transferred into the chatzer and then transferred to another chatzer. Rav Yechanan is not concerned for that possibility. Similarly, he allows items to be transferred from the chatzer into the mavi and is not concerned that they may then be transferred into the ruin. The same concern could apply in both cases. Rav Yechanan is consistent by not being geyser in either case. Rav Brunner repeated the shita of Shmuel that a mavi may be adjusted with a lechi or a kaira even if it only has one house that opens up directly into it and has a chatzer with a house that of its own in that chatzer that opens up into it. Rav Lazar went to find Shmuel and asked him, how can you say this? You yourself say that we must follow the wording of the Mishnah when establishing kulis when it comes to regards to the Hilchas Erev, and you said that regarding the Mishnah that says that the mavi is to the chatzeros as the chatzeros Lashon Rabban, as the chatzer is to the houses. The Mishnah says it must be chatzer rois, two chatzeres. So how can you say even one chatzer is enough? Shmuel remains silent. In fact, was Shmuel silent because he accepted what Rabbi Elazar said, or did he not accept it? Mar says it was a mavui that had a shul that had a living space in it that was opened up to the mavui, and there was also a chatzer in which Avos Bar Ihi lived. That also opened up into the mavui. Avos erected a lechi for the mavui, and Shmuel permitted carrying in the mavui based on that. Rav Onan went after Shmuel had died and threw down the lechi because the mavui didn't have two chatzeris with two houses each opening up into it. Avos said, how can Rav Onan come and pass a mavui that had been made mutter by Shmuel? In any event, we see that Shmuel had allowed for the adjustment. This would mean that he did not accept what Rav Elazar told him. Mar says, no, right, it could be. He did accept what Rav Elazar said. The case in the story was actually a case where there were two chatzeres. One chatzer in where Avos lived, along with another house. The other chatzer had the shul with a living space for one person and a second area where the shamash or shul would sleep, although he would eat his meals in another chatzer. That's why Shmuel allowed the lechi. After Shmuel died, the shamash no longer slept there, which is why Rav Anna no longer allowed the lechi. Avos thought that since the shamash never ate his meals there anyway, it was never considered to be that there were two houses there in the second chatzer altogether. Therefore, it shouldn't have been different now that the shamash no longer slept there. Shmuel, however, held that the residence follows where you sleep. That's why he considered that chatzer to have two houses until that point in time when the shamash no longer lived there. Zaknumar Yehuda and Rav said a mavi that has a chatzer on one side in which a lives a guy and a chatzer on the other side and where a yid lives and attached to the yid's house are additional houses of Eden that are not part of the chatzer but have windows between each house providing an opening from one to the other. The yidin may not make an eruv to permit the houses outside the chatzer to transfer items through the other houses and then into the mavi. Abayas Rav Yosef, would Rav say that this halacha would apply, that an eruv not be made when we're dealing with a goy and a yid who live in the same chatzer, not opposite sides of the mavi, and rather the chatzer, and the houses of the other yidin are set up in the same way? Rav Yosef said it would apply there as well. In fact, tomorrow, why would Abayas think that it wouldn't apply in that case as well? Abayas explains, we would have thought the reason Rav did not permit carrying in the mavi was because there were not two chatzeres opening up into it, because residence of a goy is not considered to be halachic residence. But in the case of an eruv in a chatzer, maybe Rav would allow it. As we told you, no, it doesn't allow it there either. In fact, Rav already taught this halacha that a mavi needs two chatzeres opening up into it. Why would he need to teach it again? Mar says, we would say that both times the psak was necessary. If you would just say the case of a regular mavi, we wouldn't know that the residence of a goy is not considered to be a residence of halacha. And if you would just say the case of the mavi with the goy, we would know that two chatzeres are needed, but we wouldn't know how many houses are needed in each chatzer. That's why he tells the other psak as well. Mar says, the reason why Rav said it's also in the case of the mavi with the goy and the chatzer with the goy is because we don't want the other yidin using the mavi or the chatzer with the yid whose house opens to the mavi or the chatzer where the goy is also. Why? Because that would make it more palatable for the yid and more comfortable for the yid to live there. We don't want the yid to be comfortable living there because we don't want him to remain living in a place where he alone shares a mavi or a chatzer with a goy.